How are you?
सैम, कुछ मिला?
पिछले 8 साल से हर दिन आप यही सवाल करते हैं।
और कुछ है नहीं मेरे पास।
कब खत्म होगा ये?
Hi and welcome to a new episode of View Podcast. I had the amazing opportunity to interview one of my favorite actresses, which is Vidya Balan, for the movie Teen, which is out in theaters this weekend. And I have to be honest, I mean, we're lucky at You Podcast. We've spoken to many, many celebrities and actors. And if you're a first-time listener, go to the website, go to the interview tag, and you can see all of the interviews we've done. But yeah, Vidya is always a bit special. You always get a bit flustered when you're speaking with her. Normally, I edit the show a little bit more, but she was just so lovely. I almost have the whole thing in just because her reaction and her laugh were so funny. And she was wonderful to talk to. I hope you enjoy it. You can drop us an email with your thoughts at youpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, or you can subscribe to iTunes. I hope you guys enjoy this chat.
Hi,
Vidya.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. You're like one of my favorite actresses of all time.
So sweet. Thank you. You just made my day.
Already? That's great. And we haven't even spoken yet.
No, but we actors are very greedy for compliments. So when they come, we're
okay, so this
very quiet.
So this conversation will probably be sprinkled with compliments. So hopefully this will go well.
I can assure you the best interview ever.
perfect. So we're a podcast, so this is going to go on iTunes and people can hear it, and
Great.
I just wanted to let you know, so you can if you want to add swear words or you don't want to add swear words, it's up to you.
I'll try my best not to.
So the first question I had, I mean, you are one of the most different special actresses there are, right? I kind of always wonder, is it something that you do in the way that you pick your projects differently, or do different projects come to you automatically?
Firstly, thank you again. But I think it's a little bit of both. You know, my greed as an actor draws me to certain kinds of films, certain kinds of roles, or rather different kinds of roles. And I think now, over time, those roles have also begun to veer towards me. So it's because people have realized that I'm really open to playing any sort of character. I don't have any set rules or ideas about what I will do and I won't do. So I think that that really gives you know, both the filmmakers and me, a lot of scope to experiment.
Right.
And I'm not complaining, so.
When you were younger in school, did you ever have those soccer teams where people had to kind of split up and then pick a team, you know, and, you know, then have a match with each other? I was just thinking, when you had that first time you were sitting together with Nawazuddin and you had Amitabh at the same table and you were doing maybe a script dialogue
read.
No, was there this feeling, oh, this team is the best football team ever, we will win every match? Did you ever have that feeling?
No, I do think that you know, you feel wonderful sharing space with actors who are so brilliant. Mr. Bachchan is a legend, needless to say, and Nawaz is a fabulous actor, so it just ups the game for everyone, you know, even for the filmmaker and for us actors, because acting is about reacting. So it's great joy. Of course, I didn't share there's barely one scene where all of us come together, but I think the energy on set was a little different that day, because it's very exciting, you know, even as an actor, to be acting and reacting to such fabulous actors, to say the least.
Right.
So I do think that that's also partly the reason why I chose to do the film. You know, one, of course, that I love the story. I thought it was a different story being, you know, and Ribhu, the director, I thought had a very different approach to the film, given that it is a thriller and we have thrillers dime a dozen, I thought there was something different that he was trying to do with the film. Then it had these two giants. And of course, it had Sujoy Ghosh as producer. So, but this was definitely one of the reasons I said, okay, so what if it's a special appearance, you know? It'll just be fun. I've done this film for the sheer joy of it.
Right.
For the sheer joy of sharing screen space with Mr. Bachchan and Nawaz. For the sheer joy of shooting in Kolkata. For the sheer joy of working with Sujoy again.
Mm.
You know, for the sheer joy of telling this story.
I mean, you have a great rapport with Sujoy, obviously, because you worked together on Kahani, and I saw a lot of the making of videos, and you were having tons of fun, it seemed, and working again.
Right.
Was it hard for him to not be the director of the movie, that he was kind of taking a backseat? Was he being a backseat driver a little bit?
You know, the first day, I think it was a bit awkward because, like you said, he and I share a very good rapport.
Mm.
And it's almost a love-hate relationship, if I may say so. But I understood on the first day that he was finding it a bit difficult not to be directing us because he's worked with all three of us, Mr. Bachchan, Nawaz and me.
Right.
So the next day he came up to me and he said, oh my God, this is so difficult. I didn't know it would be this difficult. And I said, what did you expect? So, you know, he started, he was on set, but not really, he was on location, but not really on set. So I think that's how he coped with it. He was also so busy being creative producer that, you know, he handled it fine eventually.
Mm.
But I do think it was difficult initially.
You know, I have this theory. I think that Sujoy thinks of you as some kind of superhero or a ninja. You should ask him, because I'm pretty sure this is the case. Because he calls, like in this movie, you're called Smita Sarkar, I think. And the last
Sarita
one,
Sarkar, yeah.
Yes, last one you were called Vidya, but on IMDb I saw it was Vidya Venkatesh, not Vidya Bagri. So that's like a superhero name, right? That's Peter Parker, Sue Storm, Reed Richards. I
didn't think of it like that. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because after Kahani, there were so many theories. That twist like boggled us all. Like, we were just, I did not see it coming. So I thought in the sequel there's going to be your whole ninja training and how you became kind of this awesome killer.
You'll be surprised with this sequel. I don't know if it can be called a sequel. Let's just call it a franchise for now.
Right.
It's very different from Kahani. Kahani 2 is very different from Kahani.
Okay, so it's not going to be your Kill Bill, basically.
I can't say anymore.
So you're not going to like China and training in Kung Fu or anything in Kahani 2?
Maybe for the next one.
See, I'm giving
That'll
you
be
ideas.
Fun.
I know you would probably enjoy that.
I'm going to call up Sujoy after I hang up.
So the final question. Kahani, this seems a bit darker than Kahani, especially with coming with child abduction, which can be, you know, a tough thing. I have a child myself. I find it very hard to watch these movies. Like, there's been Ugly last year, and Madari is another movie that's coming up about child abduction.
Mm.
And I think, how do you find that balance between becoming too dark but still having a story that, you know, touches people, which obviously you want to do with this?
I think, you know, I'm not equipped to answer this because it's really the filmmaker's prerogative. But I do think that for me, what's more effective is that when the subject itself is distressing or disturbing, then you don't show that much.
Right.
It's more felt.
Right.
You know, and that, of course, can be worse because it's left to your imagination.
Yeah.
And you can imagine all sorts of things. But I think that's what, you know, we've got a UA certificate on teen. And I think that's great because actually there are no visuals that are disturbing or it's a film that can be watched by everyone.
Right.
So, you know, but I think the trick would be, if I were the filmmaker, probably the trick would be to show less and let you imagine more.
Mm. So do you know the big reveal at the end? Because obviously it's a suspense thriller, or because it's a special appearance, you thought, I'd rather not even know what the ending is going to be of the movie.
No, I really don't know the ending.
Okay. Yeah. So you can't tell us.
No, because they had removed the last few pages of the script.
Right.
And when they said, oh my God, we've given you the wrong version, I said, no, now that you've given me this version, let me not know the end.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the end is going to be, you're going to be a ninja or a superhero or something like that.
If that happens, I'm going to call you.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
it was
you.
Amazing
Pleasure
talking,
talking
to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So as usual, I didn't ask any questions that probably serious journalists want to ask, but hey, that's You Podcast, that's me. I hope you guys still enjoy it. So Teen is out this weekend in theaters. It stars Amitabh Bachchan, Nawazuddin Siddiqui, and Vidya Balan. It's directed by Ribu Dasgupta and produced by Sujay Ghosh. I hope you guys enjoy it. Did you guys, by the way, know that we're one of the longest running Bollywood podcasts now? So isn't that kind of awesome? And if you like our work, if you don't like our work, leave us a review on iTunes or drop us an email at youpodcasting@gmail.com. I'm Asim Burney. You can follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, guys.
तेरे जाने के बाद भी क्यों रे कर गया तन्हा मुझे ऐसे क्यों रे कांच के लम्हों के रह गए चूरे
कब खत्म होगा ये
जब तक इंसाफ